We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
There have been so many times over the last 2 years when people have said that Donald Jobless Trump was finished for sure. You know, they said he was finished when he lost to an ancient artifact. They said he was finished when he was impeached for throwing a house party without his parents' permission. When he got his hand stuck under the fridge trying to get a Cadbury cream egg that rolled underneath there. Just let go of the egg, Donald! The thing people don't realize is Donald Trump doesn't care what anyone else thinks about his political future.
Today, an indictment was unsealed.
It's here. Now, that's what I call conspiracy. Volume 3. 78 of the hottest indictment charges from your favorite superstar president. And still technically not a criminal. Like, conspiracy to violate civil rights. Conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. Obstruction of an official proceeding. And conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government.
We're gonna walk down to the Capitol.
Collaborations with hot new artists like Co-Conspirator 1.
Let's have trial by combat.
And we'll throw in his bonus lyrics booklet just released. Now, Volume 3 has the best of today's court docket topping hits and all the charges from the classified documents case, including obstructing justice, making false statements, and, of course, retaining classified information.
Isn't it amazing to have a big pile of papers, except it is, like, highly confidential, yeah. Secret. This is secret information. These are the papers.
Yeah.
See, as president, I could have declassified.
Yeah.
Now I can't, you know, but this is classified.
Now we have a problem.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Dozens of incriminating and, for some insane reason, recorded tracks, such as 34 felony counts of falsifying business records and a hush money scheme.
When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you, so...
No.
Order now and get all these hits. Or order in a few weeks and we can squeeze in a couple more from an upcoming indictment in Georgia.
I just want to find... 11,780 votes.
Now, that's what I call conspiracy. Volume 3. What's that? Volume 4? What? Oh, Volume 4. Guys, how many of these are there? Why don't I just record all the numbers? Because this keeps happening. Save us some time.
The indictment brings felony charges against... Donald John Trump.
It's another historic moment in a series of historic moments. Former U.S. President Donald Trump indicted again. This, the fourth case against him, adding up to a combined 91 charges. The first indictment, less than 5 months ago. Trump accused of falsifying business records linked to a payment to Stormy Daniels. Since then, the case involving classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago home,
USA! USA!
The January 6th insurrection case, and now accusations of trying to meddle with Georgia's election results specifically, in part stemming from this now infamous phone call with Georgia Secretary of State.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
But it didn't start there. The Georgia prosecutor, outlining a series of alleged acts, 161 to be exact, by Trump or others, some as small as sending an email, others more overt, including that pro-Trump operatives gained access to voting machines in southeastern Georgia and stole data. The individuals taking part described as part of an enterprise, a team of people conspiring with a common goal. 18 of them now face charges alongside the former president.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been charged with attempting to overturn his 2020 election loss in the state of Georgia. He and 18 others have been indicted on counts that include racketeering in a 41-charge document issued by Fulton County Grand Jury. The former president is facing 13 counts, including racketeering, solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer, and conspiracy. The list of defendants indicted late on Monday night includes former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former White House lawyer John Eastman, and former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark. Well, the charge sheet refers to the defendants as a criminal organisation. The indictment document says Mr. Trump knowingly and willingly joined a conspiracy to unlawfully change the outcome of the election in Georgia and elsewhere. The indictment marks the fourth time Mr. Trump has been criminally charged this year.
The indictment alleges that rather than abide by Georgia's legal process for election challenges, the defendants engaged in a criminal racketeering enterprise to overturn Georgia's presidential election result. Subsequent to the indictment, as is the normal process in Georgia law, the grand jury issued arrest warrants for those who are charged. I am giving the defendants the opportunity to voluntarily surrender no later than noon on Friday, the 25th day of August, 2023.
What you talking about, Willis?
In the past 5 months, former U.S. President Donald Trump has been indicted four times. In all, he's facing 91 criminal charges.
Surrender, surrender.
So this is surrender week for Donald Trump, as well as the 18 others charged with racketeering in Georgia for plotting to steal the 2020 election. They'll have just over 3.5 days until noon on Friday to surrender at the Fulton County Jail to avoid facing arrest. We just learned that the ex-president says he will surrender in Atlanta on Thursday. Today, his lawyers were at the Fulton County Courthouse, where his bond was set at $200,000. Let's just sit with that for a second. By the end of this week, the ex-president of the United States will be out on bond in yet another jurisdiction. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis is also trying to stop Trump from continuing his practice of making direct or indirect threats or both against people involved in his various criminal cases. She ordered him to, quote, perform no act to intimidate any person known to him or her to be a co-defendant or witness in this case or to otherwise obstruct the administration of justice. That includes no threat of any nature against any co-defendant, against any witness, against any victim, or against the community. And it makes clear that this applies to, quote, posts on social media or reposts of posts or retweets, if you want to call them that, made by another individual.
These are not the first threats that we've seen down here in Fulton County as a result of this case. Our colleague Nick Valencia has learned that employees in the Fulton County Sheriff's Office have been facing threats to themselves and their homes Of course, last week we reported on how there have also been threats against officials, including the district attorney, Fannie Willis, and even the grand jurors who voted to indict Trump, because down here in Fulton County, their names were published as part of the indictment. Now we know the FBI is working on some of those threats, but it also appears that today's bond restrictions are part of an attempt to tamp down some of these threats.
Some of Trump's 18 co-defendants also got bond orders today as well, but Trump is so far the only one with these detailed orders against making threats. I wonder why. All of this comes while the ex-president and his legal team are navigating three other indictments and the possibility that some of his co-defendants in Georgia may have a big incentive, a huge incentive to cooperate against him. For one thing, Trump can never pardon any of them, even if he returns to the White House, because this is a state case. And of course, all of this is just a fraction of his current legal problems.
Well, we're back again, and joining us now on his way to surrender at Georgia's luxurious Fulton County prison, GOP frontrunner Donald Jessica Trump. Or do you prefer RICO racketeering? Let's cut the shit. You've just been indicted a fourth time, bringing the total number of felony charges against you to 91. Just 9 more and you get a free mugshot.
It's called election interference because I'm leading everybody by a lot in the polls, for every Republican, frankly, and every Democrat, including Biden, by a lot.
You know, I gotta hand it to you, Mr. Former fake, one term, twice impeached, currently four-time criminally indicted, not my president girl. When people call me names or, you know, threaten to lock me up for 70 years for plotting to overthrow democracy, I'm in bed for a good week. But you just keep throwing parties for yourself.
Last night I had a rally with tens of thousands of people.
Good for you. Forget those trolls. You've got a country to destroy. You know, your delusional narcissism is inspiring.
Don't do it.
In fact, it reminds me of a song I once knew.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't tell him he's a dirty lying bragga. Life's Big Macs and the sun's a ball of MAGA. Don't anybody dare a rain on his parade.
I don't have a lot of time.
Don't call him when new charges have arisen. Don't tell him he's about to rot in prison. Don't even just a hair a rain on his parade. His whole campaign went right off the rails.
Perfect phone call.
Still each arraignment just makes his day, girl. So don't you try to spoil it. Hey, girl, those boxes in your toilet. But whether he defies a fair election or tries to organize an insurrection, this simply awful, slimy asshole of a guy.
He's such a asshole.
He won't be bested when he's arrested. He just bamboozles and bluffs. Ooh, ain't he nutty? He can run, but he can't win a race in handcuffs. No time for DOJ to dilly-dally. Tell Jack Smith, go away, he's got a rally. So take a hike and don't arraign on his parade. He's gonna run and run fast. Run from his criminal past. Watch how he tops every poll. Once he gets out on parole, he's headed right for the slam. One more indictment and damn! Hey, Mrs. Willis, here he is.
I'm afraid.
He's so indicted.
I didn't do it.
And he just can't fight it.
People are very angry about it.
He's about to lose in court and he doesn't like it.
For a perfect phone call.
He's so indicted. They've got him burning. He just can't fight it. Crimes keep turning up. And yet they seem to want him.
Set him free, Fuzz. Quit stomping on his garden because he's counting on a pardon. Melania, go ring Janina Tucker. They're gonna need to spring this motherfucker. No, Penny, oh no, hunty.
Indictment.
Don't go a rain on his.
Perfect phone call.
Rain on his parade.
afraid.
He's so indicted.
Hello, nauseous.
From the new NBC News Des Moines Register MediaCom survey shows 51% say they believe Donald Trump's claims that the 2020 election was stolen from him. 41% say they don't believe it. 8% say they're just not sure. Belief in the so-called big lie is most prevalent among Iowans making less than $70,000 a year, with 69% of them trusting Trump. 62% of Iowa evangelicals and 59% of those without college degrees also believe the election was stolen.
We have some breaking news out of Fulton County, Georgia now. Trump lawyer John Eastman has also just surrendered at the Rice Street Jail.
He was still defiant about the very claims that led him to be in this position in the first place.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Still.
No question. No question in my mind.
Oh, I posted bail. I'm out this month. I can go off. Y'all, hey, the judge, the mother district attorney, the prosecutor, and any mother in the jury box. Call y'all, because I'm out of mother bail. Y'all ain't never going to see me in this mother again. Drop that bail. Get these old punk ass know how we running this. They going back to court, you stink ass. Stuck in jail, the DA trying to burn me out, yeah, I don't bail. If I had a good attorney, wanna label me a criminal and cuff me up. Got a pocket full of money, so they rough me up. I ain't tripping in the county in the maddest. Got a record, so they put me with the baddest bunch. Everybody wanna talk, cause I'm rapping. They asking me what happened, is it true you did a flick with Janet Jackson? I can't see, they taking Polaroids. And I'm trying to use the phone, but they making noise. Man, I wish I had my cuz it's major. I make a stop the plastic and raises. These motherfuckers won't leave me alone. That's my word, about to turn a violation to a mother. I make it collect calls to my old. Send more pictures and make me some more bitches. To all the suckers on the block talking while I was locked up. Be prepared to get sucked up. Cause the game is deep and the fame is brief. And you think changing me. I came straight up out the gutter. I was saved from hell and I'm a thug. I was raised in jail. Now I'm out on bail.
So the disgraceful radical left woke injustice system in Georgia, they've given your president, still your president, by the way, that's right, they've given me bail of $200,000. Now, it's like nothing, that's like pocket change to me. But I decided at a protest, I would have my son Eric, who's a Derek Trump is going to take some money out of a charity, okay, that was supposed to give money to cancer kids. But guess what cancer kids don't want to, what kind of world they don't want to live in? A world where their president has to pay a ridiculous amount of money just to be free. Have you ever, it's called freedom, but it costs a lot. Have you ever heard anything so stupid? That's what's going on in Georgia now that the radical black left has taken over. So we're going to take money from the cancer kids, you know, because you should see these cancer kids. I've talked to them, you know, from a distance, and they have tears in their eyes. And some people think it's because they have cancer, but I say, no, it's because they realize how unfairly their president's being treated. So Derek is gonna, he's done this before, he's gonna take money from the cancer charity and he's gonna give it to me and we're gonna pay, and you only have to pay 10%. So that's, well, it's 10% of 200,000. Okay, so it's not too bad. And we're gonna pay that because we're doing it for the cancer kids because they don't wanna see their president in jail. And I think that's great. And I think that's very patriotic and nice. But you know, it made me think, whatever the hell happened to the woke left and bail reform? Remember bail reform? That's all they could talk about. When a black steals a candy bar,
oh, they shouldn't get 20 years in prison. Well, I disagree, but okay. So we went along with it. Kim Kardashian met me in my office, and we did very adult things to get bail. You ever see how Kanye divorced her? A little after we had our meetings, because once you go Trump, you don't want to hump. That's what they say. And now look what I've done. Not only for bail reform and for prison reform, but for the Kardashians. They used to only date blacks. They went from Black 69 to Blink 182. Can you believe that? That's the power of the Trump brand. Okay, now they're dating Latinos. Okay. Bad Rabbit. Okay, I remember Roger Rabbit? I liked him. He was married to Jessica Rabbit, who was very interested in me, but I've always, you know, Bad Rabbit seems like a nice guy, very talented. Don't understand a word he's saying. But the Kardashians, that's the Trump effect. But now, all of a sudden, a black steals a candy bar, bail reform, shouldn't get 20 years in prison, okay. But then a president does a peaceful coup. All of a sudden, they have 91 charges, a peaceful pro-Second Amendment, First Amendment, peaceful coup. It almost sounds like a cuckoo, like a baby talking to you. Peaceful, nice. Now they want to throw me in jail forever. So thank you to the Cancer Kids for your charity money. We're going to make bail. We're going to do a strong mugshot. And we're going to fight with great peace and even greater Second Amendment. So thank you. Totally made bail. Very rich. Bye-bye.
West Coast is DJ
Donald Trump.
He's officially out on bail. Breaking news. You heard it here first.
Donald Trump
is officially out on bail. You know he about to go crazy, though, right?
When Mexico sends its people, they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
And you know what they say when you assume you're the best at assuming? Trump.
I know these comments about immigrants were upsetting to some people, but for me, as an African, there's just something familiar about Trump that makes me feel at home.
The influx of illegal migrants, crime, unfair business practices, drugs.
It is also not true that all foreign nationals are involved in criminal activities. There are some who are, but not all of them.
I love how we all waited like, oh, he's not so, ah. That's South African President Jacob Zuma sounding a lot like Donald Trump. You see, that's a light xenophobia with just a dash of diplomacy. I don't see what's unpresidential about Donald Trump. I mean, here's another thing he unnecessarily took heat for.
Autism has become an epidemic. The beautiful child went to have the vaccine and came back and a week later got a tremendous fever, got very, very sick, now is autistic.
Now, was that factual? No. But was it presidential? Depends where you come from.
Gambian President Yahya Jammeh says he can cure AIDS using herbs and bananas. He admits there will always be skeptics, but he says, quote, mine is not an argument, mine is a proof. It's a declaration. I can cure AIDS and I will.
That's right. That is right. The president of Gambia says he can cure AIDS with bananas. And I can also cure cancer using AIDS. If only I hadn't cured all that AIDS. Ah! What I'm trying to say is Donald Trump is presidential. He just happens to be running on the wrong continent. In fact, once you realize that Trump is basically the perfect African president, you start to notice the similarities everywhere, like the level of self-regard.
I say not in a braggadocious way. I've made billions and billions of dollars.
I made a tremendous amount of money. I'm really rich.
I have a great temperament.
They love me anyway. I don't have to do this.
I've done an amazing job.
I was born with a certain intellect. God helped me by giving me a certain brain.
I bet that's the one time that God's like, I don't need the praise. It's cool. That's you. That's you. I'm cool. Now, is that extraordinary level of bragging presidential? Well, let's ask a man who actually was president. Idi Amin, former president and best president of Uganda.
The people likes me very much. I am very popular. I am very powerful. I am the one who has got the money. I have got a very good brain.
I have a very good brain. And I know this because every time I ask people if I have a good brain, they say, of course, Mr. President. Now, please let my family go. You've already killed my sister. I think you've proved your point. And just to make sure everyone knew exactly how successful he was, Idi Amin insisted on always being referred to by his full title. And this is completely true. His Excellency President for Life, Field Marshal Al-Haji, Dr. Idi Amin Dada, VC DSO, MC, Lord of all the beasts of the earth, and fishers of the seas and conqueror of the British Empire in Africa in general, and Uganda in particular. Luckily, Idi Amin didn't own any casinos. Yeah, in fact, Trump is so African presidential, he's already at the level of Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe, whose brutality and repressive tactics have kept him in power for 35 years.
My people have great praise for me.
People love me. Everybody loves me.
The little man.
He's very low energy.
Land is ours. It's not European. It's our land. And we have taken it.
We'll take our country back.
We will win. We will be winning all the time.
We will have so much winning if I get elected that you may get bored with winning.
Oh, I feel like I'm winning right now. Oh, it's really great to know that if anything ever happens to Trump, we have a backup coffee in Africa. I like that. Actually, now that I think about it, Trump reminds me of one African leader in particular. Weird hair? Check. Lavish lifestyle? Check. Fringe discredited views about President Obama's origins?
And along came a black citizen of Kenyan African origin, a Muslim. His name is Obama.
Check. Oh, and there's one more thing.
Gaddafi put up a tent in the town of Bedford, about 40 miles outside of New York City. The property in Westchester County, where they're setting up that tent, is owned by none other than Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's right. When Muammar Gaddafi came to America, he could have stayed anywhere. But the only place he felt truly at home was in Donald Trump's yard. Now, just by the way, our lawyers told us we have to mention that Trump told Gaddafi to take the tent down. And you see, you have to be careful what you say about Donald Trump in public. Not unlike an African president.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.